This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a bill to ensure abortion stays legal in Colorado, even should the U.S. Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade in an upcoming ruling. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
House Bill 1279 says Colorado cannot deny, restrict, or interfere with a woman's right to an abortion. It would also protect access to contraception and other types of reproductive health care. The bill says an embryo, egg, or fetus does not have independent rights under state law. Colorado voters have overwhelmingly upheld access to abortion in recent elections, and Colorado is one of only a handful of states with no limit on when during pregnancy a woman can get an abortion. Republican efforts to ban or restrict abortion access failed this session in the Democratic-controlled legislature. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A Coloradan will carry the U.S. flag at today's opening ceremony for the Paralympics. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
Tyler Carter was born in Pennsylvania, but he now lives in Colorado Springs, where he works for the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum. He and a teammate will carry the Stars and Stripes when the games open in Beijing. Carter is an alpine skier who had a leg amputated as an infant. He's competed in the Paralympics twice before, in Sochi in 2014 and Pyeongchang in 2018. He hopes to win his first ever medal at this year's games. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
And a heads up that Rocky Mountain National Park is now accepting summer camping or backpacking reservations. Summer reservations run from May 1st to October 31st. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this morning. It is 11:06, and this hour we're listening to The Takeaway.